Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Happy hump day to you. Last day of May. We're all getting through it as we get ready and set for these NBA finals that begin tomorrow. How in the world will the Heat slow down one Nikola Jokic? Jokic averaging a triple-double. 30 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists over Denver's playoff run. They've got the best record in the playoffs at 12-3, as you would expect. They have absolutely rolled. It's quite a cheat code, Jokic has been. 47% from three he's shooting in these playoffs. When you got a big man like that, that can shoot like that from the outside, makes all the right decisions. We know that's one of the big reasons why, the key reason why, the Heat are huge underdogs going into this game. 9-point underdogs last I looked for tomorrow. Big underdogs for the series. So we will discuss that. Ringer's got a really good sort of breakdown and preview of some things we're watching going into that series. We'll discuss some of those things today. Dive deeper into them tomorrow as we set up the game. DeAndre Williams' mom made some news yesterday that's got me speaking in a lower octave because I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad today after that news came out. It's like we told you, the opportunity to possibly apply for a waiver, to apply for a waiver for DeAndre Williams, possibly play a fourth season in Memphis, was there. She made some news yesterday as to whether that would happen. We'll discuss that. It's deadline day for players to withdraw their names from the NBA draft and return to college. Players have until midnight tonight to do so. So you're probably seeing that list of names. I think I saw a little while ago, Sanogo's staying in. The UConn big, who was MVP of the Final Four, of the he's staying in. He's one of the guys. Matthew Morrell, a local product, Whitehaven High star, now playing at Ole Miss, made his decision. Gavoni had that news yesterday. He's going back to school at Ole Miss. They'll be absolutely loaded this year in Chris Beard's first season. So we'll discuss a few of those. Damian Ball, I believe, that decision's still up in the air. The TCU star, former Tiger, a former Team Thad player, that decision up in the air. So I think we're waiting on his as well. Had not made it when last I looked. Memphis football, very under the radar. Very big, possibly big pickup yesterday. We will discuss that. Caleb Love has picked a school again. Yeah, maybe this time it's finally we can say he's here and to stay. Caleb Love, the North Carolina transfer who had committed to Michigan, then decommitted, reopened his recruitment. A lot of people had hoped that Memphis would jump in, try to get him. We knew that Memphis could use a scorer, certainly. Arizona is the school for Caleb Love. We could put that to bed right now. No need to talk about him. You know, shot a guy who shoots it in volume, but very inefficiently. Was he going to fit with Memphis? Does Memphis have the NIL to go after a guy like Caleb Love? All those questions. So we'll touch on all that before we get to it, though. The lineup today, a little bit later on this hour, probably around 11:20, 11:25 or so, we'll talk to Team Thad program director and coach Norton Hurd IV. Yep. His team with fantastic prospects. Darion Reed, he's a 2024 forward. Talked about him yesterday. Looks like DeAndre Williams. Plays like him, too. Maybe I just got DeAndre Williams on the brain. Jasper Johnson, the 2025 stud that Kentucky's on, Memphis is on, had those guys. They're coming off a 4-1 run through session 4 of the Nike EYBL in Memphis over the weekend. We talked a lot about it yesterday. Huge event that went off very well. We'll talk to him about the weekend, his top prospects, next month's Peach Jam, and then about some of his former Team Thad guys that we've mentioned, Matthew Morrell, Damian Ball. We'll do the rundown at noon. like we always do. And then at 125 or so, we've moved some things around. Thankfully, Mark Giannotto, very flexible. He's going to move to third hour today. The Commercial Appeal columnist, host here from 2 to 4. We'll talk to him about where the Tigers sort of are with this roster construction as they get set. They've got guys coming in right now, arriving for summer school here in June. What Penny's got left to do. We'll also discuss, you know, where the Memphis Grizzlies are as we get set for summer and still await, you know, hopefully a summer of important news in terms of whether or not the Grizzlies can upgrade that three spot, but also still waiting on some key news from the NBA as to what comes down with Ja Morant.
A penalty.
It is kind of crazy that it's gone this long, but you do feel like it's going to be, you might as well buckle in because why would they do it now before the finals?
We didn't predict it would take this long, did we?
Well, I think most of us thought they would dump it off sometime before the finals, but now that we're through and just a day away, no need to take away from either two teams. Maybe, you know, you take away some of that preview stuff, some of that attention on Denver and Miami if you drop that news. So it feels like certainly we're waiting until after, I would think now, after the finals.
It
Why would
right.
you drop it in the middle? Who knows if it's a deal where they're going back and forth with the NBPA, if it's Silver saying, listen, I want to come down, make a statement, and but because of precedent, you know, optically, you got to be careful because you go past a Miles Bridges suspension or something like that, you're getting into some really, really gray territory. Ja Morant, as we've said, didn't break any laws. And he continues to be news on social media, like we've said, who he's followed, who he hasn't followed. I'm going to let you guys figure all that as we go. So that's the show. Lot to get to. Like we said, I figured since we missed, had the holiday Monday, yesterday we came in here talking about the wrap-up, obviously, on the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's do a little cap or no cap today. Get us through.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John show.
I always like cap or no cap. Good to see you on this lovely Wednesday, Jason. We had to go 2 days without basketball because tomorrow night is game one, which, you know, so we're going through withdrawals already as we face an offseason. I'll start with Tiger Hoops, though, and something I thought you did a really nice job talking about and explaining yesterday. DeAndre Williams' mom broke your heart yesterday. Is that cap or no cap?
Oh, she absolutely did. And if you haven't seen it, Jason Munns had the news speaking with DeAndre Williams' mom, Samantha, who we had set it up yesterday and told you there was an opportunity for Memphis, and it was in the hands of DeAndre and his family and, frankly, the NCAA, of applying for a waiver for DeAndre Williams to play for a fourth season at Memphis to get a COVID year that, yes, you could say, you know, his timeline started 2018-19 as a redshirt freshman at Evansville, played the one season there, then three at Memphis, but he didn't benefit from an extra COVID year.
Right.
So there was an opportunity, however unlikely, to apply for a waiver. And as we said yesterday, you know, exciting to think about, but was in the hands, obviously, of the NCAA and DeAndre's family. Well, Samantha Williams yesterday told Jason Munns of the Commercial Appeal pretty stoutly and resolutely he's not coming back. The rest of the message to the CA was he's played 3 years, he won't be back, and it is. It's, you know, you're looking right now at that Memphis roster with John Rothstein and many others. He does a top 45 going into the season and pretty much keeps it updated with transfers coming in and everything else. Memphis right now outside that top 45. So you look around at what they have, and particularly inside right now where there is a lack of depth and a lack of, you know, guys who can score. You look at DeAndre Williams, who might possibly have another year, and you think, oh my gosh, if you could take care of DeAndre Williams financially, NIL-wise, in a way that's better than what he can do now overseas, okay, great option, why not apply? The other nugget, though, that Munns had in, it's very important, that Memphis had not done that to this point.
Right.
So clearly, at this point, you know, whether they were waiting on DeAndre to make a decision, his mom, whatever else, or they had already decided, hey, this is too unlikely, we're not going to go down that road, Samantha Williams put it to bed pretty good. I'd never count out Penny Hardaway. You can't go back and revisit something, but I think she made it pretty clear that they are ready to move on. So in terms of, options, I mean, it's discouraging because if you'd considered that one of them, that was not just a good one that would change the way you think about the Tigers roster with just his addition alone. And so it is unfortunate if this is indeed an avenue that won't be pursued. Penny Hardaway's got work to do still. I still think, again, he's not done with surprises. Whether, you know, whatever that is, whether it's a guard, a big, Giannotto's talked about it. We'll talk about it again third hour in terms of that list of guys, too, who have until midnight tonight to pull their names out of draft consideration. It's a group of guys that perhaps, you know, you can get in and get, you know, it's already happening right now, that won't, perhaps they're in the transfer portal, you can grab and get a hold of. He's got to, essentially, because as we've said, you don't have enough right now. And we pointed out yesterday, with that non-conference schedule, likely going to be one of the toughest in the country, looks like to me. Five NCAA tournament teams from last year, a bunch of NIT teams, nine Power 5 teams. You are going to need a roster that is experienced and has been through some wars, and one that can develop some chemistry pretty quickly. And you don't have any Kendrick Davises right now to get that, you know, figured out early on. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why Penny's got the, you know, a ton of guys reporting right now. But work still to be done this offseason for Penny Hardaway, no question about it.
I was bummed too at that.
Bummed
news,
though, that DeAndre Williams apparently won't be a part of it.
Yep. Let's go to Memphis football with some possible good news here. Memphis football, Jason, got a stud yesterday in former Memphis High School prep star Cameron Miller. Is that cap or no cap?
I don't know if this is, if people are making big enough news of this. I know folks that follow Tigers football closely know that it pretty much is. Former Moz star, Memphis Academy of Health and Sciences. He played for his father, Cedric, over there. Cameron Miller, absolute stud out of Moz, who had committed and signed with Tennessee and then redshirted his first year. Will have 4 years of eligibility here at Memphis after that redshirt, transferring here through the portal, had gone in, I believe, earlier this month. And folks have been sort of waiting, and I think folks around here had sort of been hoping Memphis might pull one of these. And we've talked about it. This is a former three-star guy who, when Tennessee got him, they were very excited about him, played both sides in high school, as you'd expect. These studs tend to. Was a wide receiver as well as a defensive back. Tennessee switched him after starting at wide receiver up there. They switched him over to defensive back, to safety. I'm assuming, because he's played there, switched over, played there as well in the spring game, actually had an interception for Tennessee as well in the spring game this year because he played there. I'm assuming, Brad, haven't talked with Ryan Silverfield, don't know yet, but I'm assuming he's coming here likely to play defensive back rather than wide receiver. We'll see. Again, Tennessee switched him over, and he is switchable. Super athlete coming out of Moz, and his dad was a hell of a, and still is a hell of a football coach, has raised this young man, right? The kind of guy you want in your program, and frankly, for Ryan Silverfield, the kind of guy who hopefully can be a difference maker for you. This is where I think, you know, in terms of Ryan Silverfield's tenure at Memphis, getting ahead, getting people excited again, getting the brand, you know, back where it was under Mike Norvell, it's going to require players, I believe, like Cameron Miller, guys who it didn't work out elsewhere, super studs, though, that had offers to everywhere, Tennessee. I think he had Alabama, Florida State as well when he was coming out of Moz. These are the guys that you can bring home, hopefully, because they haven't worked out at the bigger schools, and they can contribute in a huge way here. Read from Winston Wilcox over the commercial appeal that perhaps Cameron Miller can come here and fill the shoes of Quindell Johnson, who Memphis obviously lost to the pros, signed with the Rams, I believe, their safety, stud safety, stud leader the last few years. That would be ideal if that's the case, but an absolute stud here, 6'1", 206-pound stud, former three-star. Some had him as a four-star at one point before he committed to Tennessee, has now transferred
started out as
to
a receiver,
Memphis.
Like you said.
Yeah, started out as a receiver at Tennessee. They switched him to defensive back.
Yeah.
Their defensive backfield got deep this spring, even though, again, he was good in the spring game. Their defensive backfield up at Tennessee got deep, and I assume that's why he went ahead and got in the portal, decided to come on home. But again, as I mentioned, 247, when he came out, had him as a three-star prospect and the number 64 wide receiver in the country. I'm telling you, these are the kind of prospects you'd love to have home. And Ryan Silverfield's pulled one. I think he's going to be a difference maker. Maybe as early as the first year. He was such a playmaker at Moz. Wouldn't mind seeing him on the offensive
side as well. Yeah.
But you've got some big shoes to fill with Quindell Johnson. If this is the guy to do it, absolutely would love to see him in that safety position for that Memphis defense.
They need help there.
Big get out of the portal for Memphis. Doc Holliday from Channel 5 had it first that I saw yesterday.
Nice. Let's go to the NBA Finals. Like we said, it's going to start tomorrow night. We get another off night before game one of the NBA Finals. Denver and Miami will be the lowest-rated finals ever. Is that cap or no cap, Jason?
Well, we've talked about Denver, and stories now have been written. I even saw one from Hollinger over at The Athletic that says this finals is not going to suck. That is literally the headline. Like, that's the way we've sort of framed this thing in terms of Denver and its popularity. Yeah. I've said they bore me in a way, much like as Chris Mannix has said. That said, I could still say that and still appreciate the greatness of one Nikola Jokic. And look, it's more... frankly, it's a lack of above the rim highlight, you know, firepower that I'm talking about. It's not the word I used yesterday. It's sexy. Still can be appreciated. But because of all that, because you've got Miami as an 8 seed coming here, a lot of people may believe that this could be one of the lowest rated finals ever. Remember, last year's ratings of Celtics Warriors was low. Yeah. And that, you know, Celtics Warriors, you figure, you know, would be hugely rated for the NBA. And so you look at the way this is framed. The way most people think it'll be easy road for Denver. We haven't made official predictions around here yet. I haven't gotten yours, but I've said pretty much with everybody else, Denver in five.
Yeah.
You might think nobody's going to watch, but I think this is important. Richard Deitch of The Athletic reported, I believe this was this morning that I saw it, and this was the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's continued a trend for the NBA and for TNT, ABC, those folks concerned with ratings. Game 7 of Heat Celtics averaged 11.9 million viewers on Monday. Realize it was a holiday, but keep in mind, that's the network's most watched NBA Eastern Conference Finals game ever and TNT's third most NBA watched NBA game ever.
Ever.
So TNT's third most watched NBA game ever was a one-sided game.
Wow.
Between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat, although obviously the build-up to that game was absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you've got a holiday night.
Yeah.
That said, third most ever, let's go back to the trend.
Right.
TNT said this is its most watched NBA playoff coverage in 5 years with an average of 4.7 million viewers. It's up 14% last year. And that has been the trend for most of these playoffs is the ratings have gone up.
Yeah.
You know, the NBA's taken a beating over the years from the, you know, for being the word most we use, its critics, too woke, too into the issues that its players care about, those kinds of things. And many during those years said they've turned away. And the ratings have sort of have gone along with that. But this year, the ratings have been up across the board. And so we might look at that thing very simply, this finals, and say, yeah, I don't know how many people are watching because it ain't Lakers-Celtics. Hell, it's not even Denver-Celtics. It won't be the lowest watched because – things are trending up right now, and it's been good news for the NBA, who frankly needs all the good news and ratings it can get.
Well, and it feels like this particular year, for whatever reason, is thin across sports because you have, you know, baseball's kind of in its slow period. Obviously, football draft is over. It seems to be the only big events happening in sports. And not that it's not been that way in other years, but, you know, and you also have agnostic markets. You know, in other words, it's not a West Coast market. It's more of a central market. But people don't seem to be just following Miami Heat basketball in droves.
I don't think we're going to come anywhere close to being to saying this was the fourth or fifth most watched finals. I'm not saying that.
I follow you, though.
But in terms of it being lowest ever,
not
with what the trends at least suggest the way we've been watching these playoffs.
So I did a little homework right before we started.
Got to be careful.
We want to, first of all, preface this by saying we are reading what you might be reading on Twitter, but I'll go to our fourth topic, and I've caught up on this a little bit, Jason, while we've been taking a look at Twitter. Number four, Knicks guard Josh Hart is a sick man. Is that cap or no cap?
I'd be very
delicate
here, and probably could use Anthony Sane or John Martin on this. New York's Knicks guard Josh Hart, apparently with a lot of time on his hands, asked what I thought was a filthy question, an absolute filthy question yesterday on Twitter that went viral. It's one I'm not even going to pose to you, but I do. But I thought some of the responses are absolutely hilarious and it's actually a life question I had never considered because it's not crossed my path. We have sort of talked about the issue though in some other terms. Yesterday, Knicks guard Josh Hart on Twitter: have y'all ever tasted y'all's significant other's breast milk? Asking for a friend.
This is a real question he posed.
Josh Hart posed this on Twitter, went absolutely viral, and other NBA colleagues and players weighed in. And I'm where CJ McCollum was. Sick conversation. But here's what he finished with. Heard it goes down like almond milk. Hart replied, not gonna lie to you, bro, it's better. A De'Aaron Fox weighed in. I'm actually not surprised, and here's the reason why Josh Hart would be doing that. He does obviously have extra time on his hands. De'Aaron Fox, I'm actually not surprised you asked the question less than a month in. Josh Hart is apparently a new father.
Father.
And I needed that because this never happened with me, or this I was never faced with sort of this.
Understood.
Again, my wife was a little bit older when we had Chris, mm-hmm. and we did not breastfeed. And so that was not and nothing was mm-hmm. happening. And so, that's her, mm-hmm. and it's different from woman to woman. But apparently, new fathers who have got, you know, and
they're up there.
This comes up quite a bit,
yeah.
especially yeah. young new fathers with young wives, right. that kind of thing. This comes up quite a bit where that breast milk. It's still coming out in other situations.
Man and woman situations, yeah. not baby and
yeah.
woman
So this
situations.
Is actually a real-life question yeah. that happens with a lot of guys, mm-hmm. and they're faced with this. I don't know if it tastes like almond milk,
yeah,
like my man CJ McCollum is saying. I'm actually glad I never had to do the taste test here. But we wanted to handle this delicately. But I think a very important life question that men, new fathers, apparently have been through and have to decide whether or not they like it.
Listen, the young men that like Sane and John, like you said, they probably became fathers at a younger age than you and I. My situation was similar to your situation, Jason. We were well into our 30s when we had young Jake, and baby Jake did not breastfeed.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife would mind me sharing that. We used Enfamil.
That's right.
There was a...
That's what we were... I guess it's older.
You got some medical stuff there.
Medical issues.
We read the stuff on it, and everything suggested once we got to it. We actually had to take not to get medical on you, but we had to go to the emergency room at one point because the formula was not matching up correctly, and we had to change the formula. Everybody goes through this at paranoia. Not to say everybody goes to the ER, but... You freak out a couple of times before you get dialed in,
I'm
right?
Sure.
But I did not, because my lovely bride did not breastfeed, and a lot of times women, what they do, because they also want those to dry up, if you will. In other words, if they're kind of...
Oh, you're getting real scientific.
If you're not using the upper...
All right, Dr. Carson.
If you're not using the upper land, you'll read about this. A lot of women use things like leaves or things to help dry up the breast
yeah.
so that the
leakage...
That's
where we were.
Yes.
We were at dry point by the time...
Trying to dry... You're not using the oil well, per se, so
correct.
You're just trying to shut off the tank.
That's where we were.
Now,
some
Josh Hart, my guy here...
As he said, I know every new dad has wondered. He said he was speaking for the voiceless.
The comments,
as my man Anthony saying, that Josh Hart was speaking for the voiceless that have thought. But the comments are tremendous, much so that
it was sticky.
That he had to go back to this morning and say, "Damn, can't lie, you guys are hilarious." If you haven't seen it, it's a nice little chuckle, and many of you dads can probably relate. Brad and I are not among them. We've got Norton Hurd, the fourth Team Thad program director and coach, coming up. We're going to get into the weeds on recruiting. He's got a ton of studs. A bunch of them offered by Memphis, coming off a 4-1 run through session 4 of the UIBL, set up as one of the top contenders in the Peach Jam for July. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of his former Team Thad guys like Matthew Morrell, who's headed back to Ole Miss. Damian Ball's got a decision today. We'll do that with Norton Hurd IV when we get back. You're listening to J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Michael Jenkins, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The Pirates and Giants play the rubber match of a 3-game set this afternoon, and the BetQL model is fading one side despite what looks to be a good pitching matchup. The Giants are 6 in their last 8 home games and are 5-1 against the Pirates in the last 6 meetings between these teams in San Francisco. So even with Pittsburgh ace Mitch Keller on the hill, BetQL model is backing the Giants. The 5-star play of the day is to grab San Francisco on the money line against Pittsburgh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jordan Hart IV.
Y'all know him, you love him, you should. Team Tab program director and coach, entrepreneur, Walker Holmes vet. Follow him on Twitter at Dream Big Herd. Had him in last week to sort of preview the big event this weekend that was session 4 of the Nike EYBL. And now we've got him in to cap it off because, again, man, what you pointing to? I'm not as smooth with Go ahead and tell
check him out on Instagram, too.
On Instagram. Is he on Instagram? I am Coach Herd on Instagram. He's very much, very social media. He's all it's about all his social media. I want to make sure I got all the handles. I am Coach Herd on Instagram, H-U-R-D, and on Twitter, again, Dream Big Herd. Guy I go back a long time with. There's no question about it. Herd, first off, congratulations on a great run through the regular season of the EYBL, capped off, as we said, by a 4-1 run through session 4 here in Memphis. How did it feel? I've seen you had all the cameras in your face this weekend, and rightfully so. How did it feel being in the hometown and having the hometown support, first of all, in that big old big new beautiful building?
Beautiful facility. It was an awesome, awesome feeling. You know, overwhelming. It was so many people in the city that came out to support it or see what we were doing. I think if you ask anybody, every time we played, it got crazier and crazier. I mean, people was trying to stand on chairs. People was coming all behind my bench. It was just a great, great atmosphere, and we did a really good job. I'm so proud of just, you know, everybody from the staff, the players, parents, supporters, fans, and like I say, the city of Memphis, which helped push us to a lot of energy this weekend. We were one layup from being 5-0, and it don't get better than that, man. Every session this year, you only play 4 games usually. We have won 3-plus games.
Yep.
I mean, that's unbelievable. You know, things like, I know programs that have been with Nike 10, 15, 20 years never done that. I know programs with every level never done that. It could be 5 years before we do it again. So we definitely want to keep our foot on the pedal, but this is a legendary season no matter how it ends. And we want to enjoy it, and I want to give, you know, with kids, you have to continue to keep them focused, but I want them to take a little time to enjoy it because it's remarkable right there. And I know they get chills hearing it on the radio and the people who saw it on a lot of people follow us on live, but being there, you can't describe the feeling of the atmosphere
it's unbelievable.
That was going on for youth basketball to see so many guys compete at the highest level. The next college star, the next Final Four MVP, the next lottery pick, they all was in there. And we were able to have the most dominance, even with the one loss lib. I feel like we was the most exciting and most dominant team of the weekend and how we did it.
Did it? I know a little bit had been made of going into this thing, the fact that this year y'all, this team doesn't particularly feature a ton of Memphis area products. Mm-hmm. It's been cyclical. You've had Memphis guys as the feature guy. This year you've got some out-of-state guys mm-hmm. that are featured, no question about that. But so I asked that to ask you this. Did it surprise you how much the city, you touched on how electric it was in there, did it surprise you at all with that little bit in there? Well, this is, you know, this team, Thad, doesn't have as much Memphis on it this year. Did it surprise you how much Memphis was by? It surprised me how much it seemed like you had the entire city behind you for Team Thad, for Memphis.
It didn't surprise me, Jason, because Memphis is a unique city that just loves basketball, mm-hmm. that's one. Two, Team Thad is a brand that Memphis love. And then for the people who don't love it, Memphis is a Missouri mindset, show me state. So some people who is supported us, Jason, yep. they didn't start off the first game, and we gained fans and believers throughout.
I'm sure.
It. And so I knew they was going to come watch the show, you know, and most people came to watch it and enjoy it, and some people came because they thought it was going to be the other way around. And they got to see the real deal. And so it was enjoyable on all parts. But no, Memphis love basketball. So I know event come out. You had people that I know from Memphis. I'm like, oh, what you doing in here? Like, they just want to come see the new facility. So you know the Ferrite next door, the football team was playing. And so, but we're very appreciative. And it was... It was off the chain, man.
Again, at the grassroots level here, that's as good as it gets.
It's as best as it's going to get. And some people even getting on me because they're like, you didn't tell me. I tried to text a lot of people because, man, that atmosphere was unbelievable. And to have it right here in Memphis and to have a real facility and we be able to continue to come and get things like this. And when I talked to Nike on Monday, you know, they was like, they didn't say, and now they just talking to me like how we talking, so it ain't like they got no paperwork in front of me or contracts, but they were like, yeah, this definitely a stop that we, you know, we
I'm glad you went here. I was going to ask you about that.
Continuing, you know, and with Nike, it has gotten to the point of so many nice facilities that it's nowhere we go every year. It might be every other year. Like, we went to Atlanta and Dallas this year. We didn't go to Atlanta and Dallas last year.
So all four of them are typically switched up year to year, and it rotates a little bit? No one is... Well, is a constant with the sessions?
Well, since I've been here, you understand, you know, I had COVID and all that. So at one point, when I used to study Nike, they did used to kind of keep it Atlanta, Indianapolis, Dallas.
Right, that's
they'll
what
do
I remember.
One West Coast, they'll okay. do this, or you know that. But since I've been here, we only did Indianapolis one time.
Mm-hmm.
This is our first year doing Dallas since I've been here. And we coming back to Atlanta because, you know, we even did Louisville last year that was different. We did Kansas last year. They didn't build a new big facility. You know, Phoenix was this year. They didn't build. So it's so many new facilities, state-of-the-art, getting built around the country right now that I'm hoping Memphis would at least be an every other year thing. Hoping every year.
They had to love the way it came off. I mean, it has to be in consideration every year then if it's just going to be a deal where they're considering sites on a rotational basis. You're going to be up for consideration every year, I would imagine, with the way that thing came off and how beautiful that building is.
I sure hope so. The only thing that made me hold my breath, one coach came in. I wasn't watching the news this weekend. They was like, y'all a little off the chain this weekend in Memphis, and I didn't know what he was talking about.
No, because the security and everything else was great.
No, he's not talking about at the facility. Okay. I don't know if it's something in the city. You know, I live in Memphis, so I'm used to that. But I don't know if it's something happened in the city, and he watched the news in his hotel room, and I'm like, nah, it's great. It's cool. You know, we good. So I hope they'll be back. And I think the city of Memphis deserved it. And I think the city of Memphis supported it. And I just think it's awesome.
You got Darion Reed. I was looking at yesterday. He was a stud throughout the tournament. One of your top players. Probably going to make a huge jump in the 2024 rankings mm-hmm. after this weekend. Saw where yesterday he got the offer from Kansas, Providence. There was one other that Creighton. Came on board, Creighton. What a weekend he had. I guess I could go down the list with all of your guys, mm-hmm. but for Darion Reed, how huge was he in this 4-1 run?
Oh, Darion Reed was great. He's been great all year.
How's he not committed, Coach?
I mean, people are trying to get him, but, you know, he was finna put a list out yesterday.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't get into that, and he called next to me. I said, well, I don't know would tell you on this because while you calling me, I'm on another line with like three universities that's calling about you still. And so he was like, oh, okay, coach, hit me later or whatever like that. But, you know, what we have been able to done with his hard work and our hard work, I mean, Darren Reed played like every position on the court. He's 6'8". We letting him bring it up the court. He's strong inside. He's making a decision. I mean, so he's looking really, really good right now. And he had a play similar to that play when we played the Scholars in Dallas, where it was a game like that, tied or down, one something like that, and he slipped with a 5 seconds to go with the ball in his hands. And you know, he was a little sad, and I picked him up and said, if we got a chance to do this 10 more times, I'll put the ball back in your hands. And so, and that's the only way we lost here and there with little slip-ups and when we know we're supposed to have the game, so we still confident. But, no, Darion been great for us. He's probably been our most consistent player, him and LeBarian Fallon, the number 11 kid, yep, the 6'4 point guard. And then you got my young boy Jasper, who just one of those kids that's
Did you just give him the green light? Kentucky, Memphis, everybody wants young Jasper.
The thing about Jasper, you know, I'm a very hard, intense coach, right? But I do give them freedom.
You have to, man. That man.
But Jasper, you know, I had to get on him early on about defense, hustle, because that's how only way you gonna play for me if you play defense and hustle. And I take pride on, even though we averaged close to 90 points this weekend, I take pride in our goals to be a top 5 defensive team every year. I have more X's and O's on defense than I do on offense. But Jasper, I will say this, though, he have tested my line this year. I seen him this weekend take a shot with one shoe on, when most people would be trying to find their other shoe. I seen him cross half court and take a shot.
This is Jasper Johnson, 2025, right?
Yeah. But I also seen against Vegas Elite when it was a tie game going back and forth, we called timeout. And when I say I chewed him out and said stuff that I can't say on this air in a respectful but motivating way, also with clearance from his parents because they approved me to continue to do that. And most kids would have put their head down and nothing deters him from shooting. And he came back out, and it was one of the best two-minute stretches they ever seen. I mean, it's all over the internet. It made Sports Center. He hits three threes.
He went ballistic.
He had a floater. Then next thing you know, the crowd already on their feet. We get a steal, and he then cocked it back and dunked the ball. And, I mean, it was
crazy.
And after that, it was over because anybody who watched us, we do a lot off energy. I think our coaches, our players, we have more energy than anybody, I feel like, in the atmosphere.
You especially feed off that defensive side when y'all get that turned up. That offense turns up off of that. I guess Cal can't let him get out of the state. He's Kentucky, right?
Yeah, he's out
of Kentucky.
And he actually lives in, like, a county of Lexington, not just Kentucky. He lives in a county of Lexington.
What about the guys that, and I'm sure for our University of Memphis basketball fans listening, the guys that Penny has been on, just the guys that you know of. I don't want to ask you how hard or who he's been on.
No,
the toughest,
I know him. And
he's interested in a ton of these kids.
Him and Jasper talk a lot.
Yep.
So we got a kid that didn't play named Larry Johnson that they talk. And then Darion and I don't know how much LeBarion decommitted from Auburn like a month or two ago.
Point guard.
But I know Darion, Larry, and Jasper. I don't know how much he do to big kid Quinn, but I know them three on my seven teams that Memphis are involved with.
And then for the folks that don't know, it was a quiet period, so college coaches couldn't be there. So tell me how that works. We mentioned Reed's offers come rolling in yesterday. Mm. They watch, and then right afterwards, how does it work now in some of these instances where you have a session plays like that? Was that just, you know, a coincidence, or no? Does it come off, hey, he had a hot weekend in the last session, we got to offer Kansas, we got to offer him now?
Well, Kansas has been going back and forth because they real high on LeBarion. They was on him before he committed to Auburn. And so they've been asking about, you know, that starting five. So the way Nike does it, they do a great job, but they live stream every game. So if you see Paul Van Carty went third, but if you go on his Twitter.
He was watching. I saw it.
He was breaking everything. Team that against Bradley Beal, team that against Vegas, all the big games.
Figured they were all watching the live
stream. So that's what they all do. A lot of college coaches send me screenshots like, yeah, I see y'all do your thing. And that's kind of how it happened. But some of it a little bigger than one big weekend. It's like, we go and pull the plug now. And we bend. You know, it's just different. Right. Sometimes it's me needing to unbag my voicemail, because I be so busy too that I be getting a lot of calls, and then sometimes I have to get to a day where
they're
just
waiting to hear from you.
You know,
what
get
this kid's
return everybody back and go from there. You know, and just kind of keep it going. And sometimes I tell a parent like a Darion just got invited to this certain camp or offer, but I sometimes don't tell the kids after the weekend over where they can stay focused.
Talk to Norton Hurd, the fourth team Thab program director and coach. What did you tell the team? You've been 4-0 for you turned up the defense against Brad Beal Elite in that last game to go final, taking control of that game, ends up in the close ones, tie game, take a shot. What did you tell your team? Ended up losing it there on a layup. What did you tell them afterwards in the huddle about what they'd accomplished through the regular season, but then too about a tough loss to finish it off?
Yeah, with that Bradley Beal game, though, if we would have won it, we would have been overall first place. With us losing it, we're in a three-way tie for first place. We have a great writer in Memphis, Jason Muntz, who got confused by it. I don't know if he know how it go, and he said we're in third place. But no, you know, I want to. He does
Muntz
a lot of great work.
Job.
I want to stand corrected with where
he's got
three,
you third. You're not third.
No, we're not third. Yes. We're not third. We're in a three-way
it's
tie.
Very important.
For first. I mean,
will y'all be one of the one seeds? Over
yeah,
the
we
beach?
Will.
Yeah, you'll
it's
be a one
number
seed.
One
That's
seed.
What
so it'll be all because we're in the harder side. It'll be all three of us in final. We all will be
got
there.
You.
And so we lost. We shouldn't have. It was a lot of crazy mistakes at the end. Even the kid that took the shot with 10 seconds, that was probably crazy to most people, a turnover. But a lot of people was like, oh, shoot, I know he about to get on because, you know, hurried aggressive. But, no, I brought them all in. We clapped it up like it was a win. It was a great weekend. They done had an awesome season. They're a number one seed.
14-3.
And it was just a very positive way to go out. Thab was there. Bradley Beal was there. Terrence Davis, our form. They all came over and talked to the kid, too. And that was really, really good for the kid morale and everything like that. But, no, I was just letting those guys know that I was proud of them. Because, like I've been saying, Jason, since the beginning of this year, this team has been special. And what have made them special is not just how hard they work on the court, but when you get a group of guys, 3, 4, 5 stars, you know, a lot of coaches call me around the country like, coach, how do you make them play so hard? Because most of the time, kids, they won't play hard for you.
That's the
and
challenge.
So, you know, the way I have gotten them to play hard, they believe in the vision, they believe in the program, they believe in what I'm doing and playing hard. Like, I don't take that for granted, you know, and I appreciate them for that, and I let them know how much I appreciate them for that. And I also let them know I'm still going to get on your butt next game, but I want to let you know right now, you know, it's just within the game. And I try to explain to all my kids, because they're young, and sometimes they get frustrated that, you know, I'm playing the long game with you. You know, if we become friends later in the process, that's cool, but I'm here to make you a better man and a better basketball player, and we don't have a lot of time for that. And sometimes it's not going to always be within the nicest way. Everything is not going to always be kumbaya. Yeah, and I get it. Some kids love me, and I got some kids that be mad, but I can go through my DMs. 2 years later, they text me, thank you, coach. I love you. With you. You're the foundation you gave me. You know, has helped me so much with this process, whether it's in basketball or this, and that's what I do it for, and so for that, I'm just appreciative of how hard these kids are working hard. And you know, one thing I want to say, Jason, that you didn't ask me was, we also have, because people don't know how this works, an EYCL team,
mm-hmm.
and they were a few games from making Peace Jam, and so on that team we have all Tennessee kids, and we even have some local kids right here, you know, here. McFarland from Germantown. We have Kylan Jones from SBA. We have Jaden from Lausanne. So we have four local kids.
So I told people it's cyclical.
Team.
It's
yeah,
cyclical.
Yeah, and the whole team. So I think that session, us hosting it, being a part of it, and us doing so great, I think will bring, you know, even more closure with the local talent and team there, because, you know, it might have been a few questions need to be answered. They got answered, and a lot of people could see, oh, we can accomplish anything we want in the world right here with Team Thab. It's one of the hottest brands in the country. It's one of the best programs. They got some of the best coaches. They got some of the best setups. And I seen so many younger kids there in 6th, 7th, 8th grade that looked like they want to stay home. You know, some of the best middle school kids was there. And for us, that was a good thing, because we do want to first give the kids in the city of Memphis an opportunity. If this where they want to be, if they willing to work, they're good enough. And the key thing is their parents understand what's going on, and they're realistic.
Ooh, you,
You're getting off some good recruiting pitches.
You ain't going to need to. Everybody's flocking to you now.
I mean, Jaden Bachelor's playing with y'all? That's cool.
Who's that?
Jaden Bachelor?
Bachelor.
Bachelor.
How come you don't like having your headphones on? You can't hear Brad when you do that.
Oh, my bad, because the music
was
be playing there for
Bachelor.
Yeah,
well, the
so he's on
now.
He's on our EYCL team. So we have four local guys, and it's coached by Myron
That's
Jones,
local
who's
guys.
A
okay.
local guy. So we have four, and then we have the guys who won the state from Fulton and Knoxville, and we also have the Nashville kids. So that team is all Tennessee kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Nike, we're the only Nike program in the state. So we also got to look out for Tennessee, too, because I'm the Tennessee, not the Memphis, I'm the Tennessee Nike
statewide.
Guy. Then it's regional, and then go on and on and on from there. For people who don't know,
The end of that game, real quick, the young player who took that shot, you were talking about Rakese?
Yes, sir, Rakese Passmore.
Melvin, my guy, who's a basketball connoisseur, sees everything around town, everything else is always on Twitter. I thought made a great point there at the end of that game where he took the shot a little early. Maybe it's maybe it's not his time, whatever. Didn't get back. You give up the layup, but that he said that the lesson in that that you can point to just in terms of taking that early shot. Getting back would be beneficial. Probably something he would never forget because of the situation, because of the atmosphere, right? How big the game was. It was really the best game of the whole EYBL session because of that incident. And you could talk about him as a prospect because he's been all over social media too with the highlight reel dunks and everything else.
Yeah.
I know he's got 3-point range, but there that lesson in that about Melvin Grady Bay, he'll never forget that. Probably never have the same situation happen again where he's not thinking about, oh, I can't do that again because of how big that moment was. And he's a player, too.
I don't think he's a big-time player.
Passmore.
Yeah, Kansas. He got everything. He'll be at Pangos with the rest of the
And what year is he coached for folks?
He's 2024. 2024. Everybody is 2024 except for Jasper.
Okay.
And then Quain is. But, no, I don't think no. I mean – not to be funny, I'll never forget that day, so I know he'll never forget it. But the funny thing about Rakese, he's actually a safe player. I think what happens is, and we didn't hear different stories, was because it was 10 seconds on there, and everybody know you take that shot under three.
Oh.
I think he just wasn't watching the clock because even the way he took it, he didn't step into it. It was quick, and he didn't run back. I think he thought time was off. I know we do this sometimes, too. We'd be like, 3-2-1 to get players. And it's like somebody said that. Now, if it was Jasper that took it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that Jasper got that.
He's got the green
light. Jasper got that. Well, he just got that confident about himself. Like,
all right, and you would have been fine with that shot from him with that much time left.
Nobody who didn't make that shot, I wouldn't have been fine with. Nobody who didn't make that shot from my parent to the preacher at my church, I wouldn't have been fine with. But Jasper would have been somebody I was ready to choke, and he probably would have made it. God. You know, and I couldn't have taught him the lesson in the moment.
The game was tied for those that right there.
Tied, and he
took a three with 10 seconds.
And he didn't run back. And like I said, it still don't feel real to this day. It kind of felt like a movie because the game was so good. Everybody was still like, the air was out the room.
The air went out the building.
It was looking like, I know this great game didn't end like this.
Was it the kid from BA, from Brentwood Academy, that got the layup on
him? And
He is a nice point guard.
I like Tyler Towner.
He made Tyler
Towner. If he hadn't joined Bradley Beal so early, I actually like Tyler Towner. And I would have. That was a kid I would have been on
out
of
Nashville.
So he Tyler Towner is a prospect. He's one of them guards just make you win. Like I'm sure he's not getting recruited high major like he should, but he's definitely a kid to keep an eye on.
Is he little? Is he just small? The kid from Brentwood?
About 6'1"?
He probably like 6 feet.
Not super athletic.
I think he's, I don't want to start nothing. I think he's the best point guard in the state right now.
Well, he was the Gatorade Player of the Year, wasn't he? I thought I saw that retweet. From up there, that Nashville way. Brentwood Academy guard. Now, is he 25 or 24?
He's 24. Everybody mostly 24.
Everybody in that 17 and under was 24, except for Jasper John.
On that floor, the little Jeremiah Furious guard, you know, what's his name, little brother, the other guard next to him, he's a 25, too. Jeremiah Furious.
Okay.
So, like I said, you was there. It was just, it was definitely.
Unbelievable.
Vanderbilt's trying to get Tyler Towner, it looks like.
I can see that.
I bet they are.
See, I can see that. I can see Stackhouse.
Yep.
Going out, I can see that.
Yeah, the talent just all through. I mean, we could spend 3 hours on just what you've got, all the offers from the, but just throughout the entire tournament, you know, you had LeBron's youngest son there, mm-hmm. Carmelo's son was there. It's just hopefully something that Memphis can keep having back.
Talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth Team Thad program director, of course, and head coach. Team Thad getting ready now for the July Peach Jam after a 14-3 regular season. Some of your former guys, we're talking about local guys like Matthew Morrell down at Ole Miss, just pulled his name out of the draft process, going to head back down to an Ole Miss team under Chris Beard that is absolutely loaded. Saw where Gavoni wrote, Morrell had one of the, I think, the third best vertical leap. Like, athletically, he's got everything you want. I know they wanted him to shoot the ball a little bit better than he did at Ole Miss last season. Just talk about what you expect from him senior year under Chris Beard down there at Ole Miss with a what looks like they got Musa, Jamarian Sharp.
Yeah, Musa was actually at my game against Vegas Elite. Terrence
another
David.
Former team.
Yeah,
guy.
I saw Musa was just behind the bench. I'm like, who is he? Like, I ain't got to take
pretty
this
soon, roster. Everybody will have played at some point for Team Thad is where we're headed.
Yeah. I'm happy for Matt Morrell. And like I say,
right Chris, decision in your eyes?
Whatever. I mean, whatever best in his heart, because the NBA stuff always tricky unless you just for show slotted in. As a lottery
and it was a little bit shaky on second. I saw Gavoni said probably going to be a second-round pick or go into the season as one next year, and it seemed like it was.
He had the best team he ever had here, so with a better team, I think he might look a lot better, and it could slide itself into for sure first-rounder for next year.
How much different is playing for Chris Beard than playing for Kermit Davis?
I love them both, so I don't want to go there, but Chris Beard is definitely a go-getter, and then his staff, like he didn't put together like Flanagan and Al Pinkin. These go-getters in the game. They
Flanagan's
got a lot of
kid just came over.
Relationships. You know, Flanagan is a big reason. You didn't see 2-3 kids decommit from Auburn, even my kid, and that he's big on Ole Miss because of his relationship with Flanagan. You know, so he got a killer staff, you know, and you know, with everything that's going with college ball, now it look like they got more support. That's another thing, too, when you hire a new coach with a name, you have to guarantee certain things like support, you know, way to travel got to be better, upgrade to facilities, yep. NIL opportunities. It all got to be greater to get a certain name. And I think, you know, they're standing behind certain things, you know, at this point, what it looked like. I mean, they get some pretty, pretty, pretty good pieces.
And then I know our folks, some folks down in Texas are waiting word on whether or not Damian Ball, another one of your former players, a former Tiger, stud of yours, is going to come back to TCU or keep his name in the draft. I think they got till midnight tonight to make that.
He worked out with the Brooklyn Nets yesterday.
Brooklyn Nets was yesterday.
Pretty good. I know he worked out with the Mavericks about a week ago. He was in town over the weekend, so we talked briefly. You know, I had so much going on. But yeah, he got to the night. I don't know the deadline, but if you're saying
it's midnight tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. What, are you not going to break the news for us?
What, which one he doing?
What, yeah.
I haven't talked to him today. I haven't.
What would be your advice? Same as Morrell do?
Probably so, just because, I mean.
I know TCU folks are like, please, please, please. They're begging him. That's on Twitter everywhere.
But. He's probably a kid that I think will play in the NBA, but he's probably not going to get drafted. So if he got a great opportunity these days.
The two-way, you can't. If you get a two-way promise, do you have to go almost now?
It depends because, I mean, and I don't like to get into this. I'm just speaking. This is not me, but.
No, I want to hear where you're at with
this.
There's
some people that might be getting quadrupled. The money in NIL, so why take the two-way? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I need to look at it from a more, you can go and get in there early, you can start winning earlier, you can start developing your NBA life earlier, you can learn how to be a pro, and you might can get a bump earlier. So I do see that part of it.
Yeah, I'm just using Lester Quinones as an example of a guy who had the two-way initially, but then, right, it got taken away at one point, and you weigh that against what you could have done in college. I imagine a lot of guys now are doing that because of the NIL opportunities and whether or not you go. Damian Ball's going to be a pro?
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!